Now, there's growing opposition from all sides of the political spectrum to the proposed takeover of Aer Lingus by IAG. The latest to voice concerns is Fine Gael TD for Cork South Central, Gerry Buttermer. I spoke to him a little earlier on about his concerns, but I asked him first what facts we had. What do we know about IAG's plans, about what they want to do with Aer Lingus if the deal is accepted?
Well, the Minister has set up the interdepartmental group. He has sought information. That will come in due time, but what we must
What does that mean, Gerry, in due time?
Well, I haven't got the exact information, Richard. I'm not the Minister, but what I am is trying to elicit information, but also represent the people of Cork, in the case of Cork Airport, or in the case of all other airports. What we must look at is what this proposal means, what are the implications of it, and what is the proposal about? We have only got the bare minimum in this case. What we need to get is more information.
Meanwhile, ahead of steam against the plan or the deal is going ahead. But realistically, what company, AIG or any other, is going to agree to buy Aer Lingus and at the same time agree to operate it in a manner determined by the state or by indeed any of the other shareholders of the company? That simply doesn't work in business. They, if they buy it, will do what they want with it. Isn't that the truth of it?
Well, Aer Lingus is in an offer period, as you know, and what we need to do is to look at what the offer actually means, what is the value being offered versus the actual reality, and that's why this process is so important, and that's why we must take time, and that's why due diligence must take place.
I'm putting it to you, Gerry, that any guarantee or promise that IAG makes is worthless. That it is a company that is there to serve its shareholders, and if they decide that they need to move the slots around in Heathrow in a year's time, having bought the business, they can do that, and they're not going to have their hands tied in advance.
And if that is the case, then my personal viewpoint would be that we shouldn't sell Aer Lingus and we shouldn't acquiesce in the selling of it. Ironically, the party that is opposed to it, Fianna Fáil, sold off 75% of Aer Lingus, leaving us with just 25.1%. For me, if that is the case and we can't get the guarantees and it's not cast iron, then we shouldn't sell.
But what is a cast iron guarantee in the world of business? What legal guarantee could they give you that they will not do something with an element of the business a year, 2 or 5 years down the road? Isn't that the way business works?
Well, that is why we need to have this process undertaken. That's why we need to have the due diligence applied in the interdepartmental group. And that's why we need to hear more from IAG regarding what they are going to offer in terms of, can they actually buy it? Can they actually sustain it? Will there be jobs maintained? What's the issue with connectivity? What is the issue with the whole issue around competition in the airport transport market on particular routes? So this is a long way to go yet. And I think it's important that we allow this process to take place. But the issues that many of us have need to be articulated. And it's the duty of all of us to first of all voice those concerns, secondly to get information regarding them, and then thirdly for the Minister and Government to take on board the whole issues that have been raised by many of us, including yesterday's Transport Committee, where we heard from the Airline Pilots Association.
Fine Gael TD, Gerry Buttermer, talking to us a little earlier on.